So today we are with Yo Kadir, who is a specialist in media analysis. They will tell us a bit more about their exact field of specialty. And we have just seen The Iron Giant with their analysis on the queerness of the film right before. Yoke, what is exactly your speciality field?
My exact speciality field? I would say cultural and media studies. I have an academic background in that, but also not specifically actually. I did my academic work around gender representation of politicians in the news, so it's a bit different, but still gender and queer theory was involved in that. So that's a bit my specialty, I guess, if I would have to pick one. And then film studies, media studies are just generally also things I'm interested in. So it's a specialty that comes from both from academic background, but also I would even say mainly maybe own interest and then applying what I learned through academia and then,
How did you come to do this queer analysis here for The Iron Giant, specifically at Anima des Siens? How did this collaboration start?
Margot contacted me. I don't know if you know. She works for Anima. She had seen one of my queer readings. I think it was Twilight or one at Pink's, I don't know. And she then suggested it. And that's how we came into contact. And they asked me if I wanted to do a reading for Anima. And I said, yeah, cool. The Iron Giant specifically, I just sent some suggestions because now the themes of this year are Ireland and cats, which was when I read it, okay. Yeah, let's go. But then I started thinking, we were first thinking about doing the Aristo cats. Okay. We couldn't get the rights. And also I was a bit, because there's this really racist scene in the movie. So I was I don't know if I am that enthusiastic about it. So then I did some suggestions. And then the Iron Giant is based on off of a book of an author that is also English, Irish. For me, I was here's an Irish link, and also I love this movie, so I was just telling them how enthusiastic I was about it and that it was one of my favorites. So that's how it came to be, because they were also very enthusiastic. And a little fun fact is that they asked the distributor for the rights for showing the movie, and that he responded very positively and was very whoa, yeah, I love that there's a queer lens on it. So that was all these things were very nice and very motivating to go on with Iron Giant.
So personally, I discovered the movie tonight. I have never seen it before.
Really?
So I was really glad to have your analysis beforehand, and I thought that it was very spot on. And I like to see the movie right after. Can you, for the people that were not there, tell us shortly?
Oh.
Yeah, I know it's hard. But the key points of your analysis.
Wow, challenging question. I think some of the key points are you have the symbolism of a robot who represents the other, who is an otherworldly construction or life form. And I then started comparing it to the queer experience and specifically the trans experience. Also because this robot is very villainized, whilst it is not an aggressive creature or anything. And then also like some other themes in the analysis were like the friendship between the boy and then like two individuals who kind of feel like different in the world, who then find each other, relating it to like queer community building and queer friendship. What else? Like government oppression is a big one. It's such a big theme in the film. Queerness, like I very much like these queer readings are very much like political, as queer the definition is. But sometimes I still have to like verduidelijk, make that extra clear. It is a lot about like government oppression and going against the government, and the film has so many critiques also on like patriarchal control and like the military and not believing others and so on. There are a lot of queer themes throughout the film. This is where my brain at the moment is, what my brain at the moment is still capable of.
Test. Okay. So, I wanted to know more about your relationship with the movie. Did you see it very young? It was very recent, and the queer analysis came very naturally, because maybe it's because there was your analysis before the movie. But when I discovered it tonight, really all the queer team seems. Yes, I'm really logical. As a trans woman myself, I really recognize myself, notably at the moment when the boy say, "Not now, they're not ready yet." So stay in the closet, literally. So, I mean, bigger than a closet for him, but there is a lot of parts. The fact that he can control his own body, I think there was a lot of queer things that like flashing in my eyes, and I wanted to know if he did that to you too.
Maybe to start off, like, I saw it as a child. I had it like on a video, it was really one of my favorites, so we kept playing. But it's, as a child, it's a movie that is, it's also a bit scary as well, like the beginning. So I remember these like contrasting feelings and like really relating with the little boy. Just really feeling that connection. And I was, I also, if you're like a very sensitive child, it's like such a, because this movie is all about like, just empathy and nurturing this kind of empathy that's often then you see the adults in the movie and it's a bit taken away often. Also as a non-binary person, then it's just the perspective and growing up and also not feeling like you fit in any of those strict boxes. It makes you think about the world in a specific way. It's not that as a child I was like, this is a queer movie, of course. It's the lens that I look at things with. It's just deconstructing all those things and also remembering how much I related to certain individuals. You can make like a linear analysis of that, but I think it's also just it's just a way of relating to the person that is portrayed there. So that's what I have to say about that, I think.
How do people react about your analysis? Do you have sometimes rejects? Do you have good feedbacks? What are the
arguments? The discussion?
Also an interesting question. Generally good, but that's because I like to do it for audiences who are queer. So I do I'm selective in that. It also very much depends on like the film I'm covering. Like last month, I did Johnny Guitar. I don't know if you like. I'm really like saying like this is a lesbian movie, and then yeah, there were clearly like it's Pink's has screenings both in Ghent and in Antwerp. And in Ghent, it was great because I am from Ghent, so there were just a lot of people that I know that were there. But then in Antwerp, it's still kind of a new concept, and there were just like some middle-aged men present in the room, and they because it's a very old film, Johnny Guitar. It's from the 50s, I think. It was clear that there were just like also people excited about like a screening of that film to see it again in the cinemas, and then I was there like, woohoo, this is lesbian, but which is like the point of like but then I noticed, for example, that there was like resistance and like people not clapping also like just like being a bit mad. So that is then something that can happen with these types of movies, but mostly when it's like animation movies, it's I am in front of fun crowds, I think, and that's like the main bonus about that. Like I do it for queer festivals, or here Anima, I also feel it's very queer and
friendly,
so. Yeah, I look at the crowd as well, or like at yeah.
Jok, during your presentation, you talked about your other analysis, for example, on Twilight and Shrek. Where can we find or hear or read about those?
Well, it's still all in my mind. That's where I keep this information. No, but I have. Yeah, it's verbal. My readings, I do them verbally, but I am thinking about writing more of them down because I also enjoy it so much. So they're for now not available, but I'm definitely thinking about it. They were such fun readings to do as well. Like yeah,
we will. Look out for it. Jogdir, thank you for answering our questions tonight. Thank you.